Now, this fourth insight of highly fishy men is that big fish are the hardest to catch. And why is this sometimes really difficult for women to understand?
Well, naturally, you'll be attracted to the biggest fish. The biggest fish are the ones that are the best-looking guys, the best talent, the best personality. They seem to have the most going for them, and most of the other women think that he's the big catch. So smart women have to be ready because they have to understand you only get one chance at the big fish. The big fish has lots of choices, and so that's why you need to have good first impressions. You need to have your best foot forward. Or if you're not, you know how to handle that. So that's why first impressions, if you don't make a good first impression with a big fish, he's going to probably go on to other people because he has lots of choices.
Right.
So first impressions, I have a little different slant on this. Some of this may sound familiar to other people, but I say be friendly first. That's really fundamental. I think a lot of people in their effort to be cool or to play hard to get, just be friendly first. You'll find that that's better than all the other strategies.
Okay.
Look
so,
your best.
Like, be approachable? Is that what you're saying?
Be approachable. Be friendly. Smile.
Yeah.
Send out a vibration that just hello. Even just saying hello, smiling, those are just the best things to do. And when you're talking, maybe smile when you speak. I repeat that many times. I'll also say look your best or something in that area. You don't have to have, you know, black dress on and high heels all the time. But
I think it's important to make that distinction that, you know, women, when we leave our houses, you know, even if we're going to the gym, let's make sure we look the best that we possibly can for the appropriate activity.
Right.
So, it's not the black dress all the time, but it is, you know, your hair is brushed, you've got some lip gloss on, you are fresh, you feel good, you feel cute.
Right. So look your best and all those things that you were mentioning, because you could go out to Starbucks in your sweats, but make it the good you that's in the sweats going to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Another first impression, zero negativity. Keep in mind this is first impression, so zero negativity. I'd say stuff like maintain your cool. Here's the two that I think that women will really benefit from, and that's be a source of joy.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, source of joy. So that is really you give that as a first impression, and you continue to be that. That should be the theme, source of joy. And then the other thing with first impressions, and this is a lot I got from my Talk Like a Winner book and stuff, is end on a positive note. Women, I know there's another author that I'm a friend with who has a book on why men don't call back. And one of my strongest points on that, because I actually wrote about that, men are like fish, you have to end on a strong note. Lots of times a guy will get a woman's phone number, but he gets it not at the end of the conversation. And so in between that little time before they say goodbye, it doesn't quite end real good.
Is that something that we're doing unconsciously? Like what is it that would be a bad ending?
Hanging around too long after you say goodbye.
Lingering.
Lingering and then sending out this vibe like I don't think he's going to call.
Or, right, the expectations.
You better call me or I'm going to be really mad. I'm going to be sad. So it's like, hey, it was great meeting you, and I'll talk to you later. Look forward to our next chat, and then hightail it out of there or something. You know.
Yeah, I think that's important because I do think it's good to leave men wanting more, and that does begin with the end of the date, really, because if you're trying to, like, really nail down an actual time they're going to call or when the next date is, that's too intense and too much expectation around that.
Right. And what people don't realize is the last thing that happens is the freshest thing in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
so true.
That's why in business it always ticks you off when you pay and they forget to say thank you after you've handed them the money. They're already on to the next customer. They're talking to their coworkers. So, that happens to me like when I go to Best Buys. But anyways,
it's true that it's the last thing that people really remember. So that's an important thing to think about.